Well, everybody, welcome to episode 227 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of softball today and recap last month's state tournament at Fort Dodge. But first, we have a special guest. He's a sales associate at Coldwell Banker, and he's making his debut on the podcast. He is Alex Meeker. Alex, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me. Very well, sir. You?
I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks for being here. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Coldwell Banker?
Well, I've been with Coldwell Banker for 17 years. Got my license in 2006, so I've been with them almost 17 years now. The 3 years leading up to that, I worked for the Des Moines Register, and I worked in their real estate section. And graduated high school in 1996, built homes through college, put myself through school doing that. Got down to the register and wanted to be a writer and learned that there was more money to be made in advertising.
So. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I worked for the register for about 30 years. So
you did?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So we got that in common.
I thought I recognized your name, to be honest. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I understand that you're working with a new builder, so can you tell me about that partnership?
Yeah, T&B Custom Homes. They're headquartered out of Ankeny and Urbandale. Local guys, they're actually from Madden. Troy and Mark Bryan is what it stands for. And they'll build about 10 homes a year. Certainly not a price point type of home builder. They're more of a high-end home show finish type product. They are right now in Urbandale, and they have a home here in Ankeny. They built probably last year, they put eight homes on the market and sold them off. They're in that 500,000 range with most of their homes right now. And at that, you get about an 1,800 square foot ranch with a 1,000 finish in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a four bedroom home, three car garage. And you know, that's kind of where they're focused right now, kind of in that range. They've got plans that we could build, you know, on any lot in town for closer to $450. The homes that we have on the market right now are finished basements, and we've got all these high end finishes in them. So they ended up below $500, but we could sure get them down. And then he's got a $1 million home up north of town here listed. We would like to put that in the home show. So we're going to try to get that one sold and focus on the home show next year.
Is there any other specific developments that you want to talk about?
Not necessarily. We're out in Biltmore right now, which is way west Urbandale, past Alice's Road. So we're west of Alice's Road, about a mile, and we're on the north side of the road. It's sprawling green space, hills, rolling hills, timber. Beautiful area out there. It's so quiet. It's very serene. You know, you feel a little disconnected from the metro area. However, you're still 5 minutes from everywhere you need to be. You know. So that is Waukee Schools out there. We're far west of Urbandale though, so you can open and enroll into the Urbandale School District as well. That's kind of one area they're focusing on right now. Now, when we have lots for sale out there as well. We can build custom homes on those lots. And when we're done there, I think we're going to roll back and come back here to Ankeny and start focusing on Ankeny. But for now, we've got some really good products out there in Urbandale that are at a really good price.
Well, you mentioned the home show. I haven't heard the dates on that for this year. Have they set the dates yet?
They haven't set the dates. No, we're still kind of waiting to hear more of the details on it and go through the process on getting involved. So, that's kind of where they're wanting to focus. They want to compete with more of your Kimberleys of the world versus your price point leaders in the market.
Well, Alex, I was reading a story recently about the housing market that made the following statement. The housing market remains stuck with sales pushed lower by a lack of both affordability and inventory, a recent credit tightening, higher interest rates, and home prices firming up across the country after a brief correction last fall. And because of all those factors, you know, it kind of suggests that there, you know, are many things working against would-be homebuyers this summer. Do you feel like that's a fair assessment of where the market is right now in Ankeny, or is that not really the situation here?
Not necessarily. Ankeny is such an anomaly compared to what we find around the rest of the marketplace, in particular the country. You know, so a lot of what goes on, you know, in the headlines, we're a little bit exempt from. And I say that because we've kind of had our own thing going on here in Ankeny for many, many years. We're one of the markets that still is dominated by local builders. And we like to support those local builders. Whereas if you go anywhere else in the country, you know, your bigger builders kind of run the show. So Ankeny seems to kind of adapt a little bit easier. There's some positive with what's going on right now. We had a huge correction in October, true. So that has affected, you know, the town home market, for example. People's payments doubled, basically, at that point. However, those values were getting so high there for a while that it was creating such an unrealistic marketplace as far as values are concerned. Mm-hmm. The days of multiple offers on a listing where it goes for $30,000 over asking price, those days, thankfully, are over. And we needed that to take place because that just wasn't realistic. So now what we're seeing is homes on the market a little longer. They were selling in a week or less, you know, 2-3 years ago. Right now we have 367 active listings in Ankeny, and 147 went pending last month. So that gives me almost a 3-month supply of homes, about 2.5 month supply. That means the values are still going up, but only a little.
Mm-hmm.
They were going up so much for a while there that we needed that correction to take place so that we get back to a healthy market. A healthy market is one home coming in and one going out at all times. Anywhere between 1 and 3 month supply is a good market. We're usually gaining ground on value at that point. That's where we're at still, thankfully. 3 to 6 months usually is a stable market. Anything beyond 6 months, we're starting to see price reductions. So you can get in right now before the market starts to plateau anymore. You could get a price at today's market value. These rates will come back down in the next 2-3 years. We're confident in that. So get your house locked in today at the price it's worth today before the appreciation takes place in 3-4 years when the rates go down. We recommend go ahead and get locked down a price now before it gets too high, and then you can always refinance in a year or two, get down to that more comfortable rate. So
sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, I also read that the mortgage rates are expected to drop the second half of this year, you know, as inflation continues to cool, and that with economists and housing analysts forecasting maybe rates to end the year around 6%. And if that happens, that'd probably have a positive effect on the market, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing, you know, it really scared everybody there for a while when we got over 6, you know, but if we can get to 5.5 to 6% again, we're good. Historically, that is a great rate, you know. These low rates that we had these last 3, 4, 5 years, they were great. You could get in, you could get a home for $500,000 and then have a relatively low payment. We're back to more of a regular, standard, healthy marketplace at this point. That is a good rate. We anticipate them to go down even over the next 3 years back down into the 4 range.
Mm-hmm.
So your house values are appreciating about 6% per year right now. So you buy today, you know, you're even at 6%, hold on to that home for a few years, you're still way ahead. The average home buyer lives in their home about 7 years here in Ankeny. So it's still a great time to buy a house before these rates go up. The prices go up rather for the homes. Lumber has cooled. The pricing on lumber has cooled off a little bit. So now builders are able to kind of commit to dates, commit to pricing. For a while, they weren't even able to do that. It was really difficult for them. So yeah, we're real excited. We have a healthy market back again, and we're starting to see some movement. And
All right, Alex. Well, thanks a lot for all that information, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, you too, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, my next guest was a senior infielder for the Ankeny softball team, and she helped the Hawkettes to a 31-8 record in their first trip to the state tournament since 2015. She batted .404 with 12 RBIs and led the team with 26 walks and 48 runs scored. She was named the Class 5A All-State Second Team by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association, and she was also selected to the CIM All-Conference First Team and to the Academic All-State Team. She is Larissa Miller. Larissa, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season. You guys won more games than any Ankeny squad in the last decade, and you finished in a tie for 7th place in Class 5A. You know, I'm sure you're proud of everything that your team accomplished. What do you think was the key to the team's success this year?
Definitely our team culture. We all worked really hard, like on the field and off the field, to support each other, and we all just really wanted what's best for each other, and keeping that mentality, we all have the same goal, that really helped us win and achieve big things.
Well, I know the state tournament didn't go the way you guys wanted it to, but let's break those games down a little bit. Your team entered the tournament on an 11-game winning streak and hadn't been beaten since June 21st, but your first opponent, Muscatine, had also been playing well. They were riding a 7-game winning streak. And I know Coach Bingham told me that you guys had prepared really well to face their pitcher, Maura Chalupa. You know, what did you guys know about her?
We really knew that she would throw an up pitch and that she could work the zone pretty well, but it is pretty hard to really scout pitchers when you don't see them in person, like we only have film on her.
Well, she ended up tossing a two-hitter and had 8 strikeouts in the Muskies' 3-0 victory. Aubrey Lensmeyer had a pair of doubles for your team's only hits, but you guys just weren't able to scratch across a run. You drew a walk with one out in the 6th inning, but were eventually stranded at second base. Don't you feel like with the way that Abby Rusher was pitching, though, since she took a no-hitter into the 6th inning, that if you guys could have scored a run early on somehow, that maybe things would have turned out differently?
Yeah, 100%. I definitely think that if we could have just made a little more contact, we could have had that game.
Well, you guys also got out of a jam in that 6th inning after Muscatine's Avery Schrader hit a leadoff double. She advanced to third on a bunt, but then when Becca Haig failed to get a bunt down, your catcher Cassie Johnson threw a strike to shortstop Kendra Lewis, was able to tag the runner out at third as she tried to get back to the bag. I'm sure you felt like you guys had all the momentum at that point, didn't you?
Yeah, that was an amazing play. That was definitely a momentum shift, and then I got walked the next at bat, so I really thought that was the game, but...
Well, unfortunately, Muscatine scored all 3 of its runs in the 7th inning. The Muskies had a couple of hits, and then with 2 outs, Schrader hit a hard grounder that was fielded cleanly by you at third base, but your throw to first was in the dirt, and Alyssa Lowe couldn't come up with it, and that allowed Muscatine to score the go-ahead run. Now, that was a great stop that you made there, but I'm sure you thought about, the throw there since that game a couple of times. Do you think maybe you just rushed it a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I definitely was panicked. The runner at third kind of got my attention, and I should have just, thrown it right away, but... Yeah, something was bound to happen.
Well, after that loss, I know Aubrey told me that she was grateful that you guys would get to play another game the following day, even though, those consolation games can be tough to get mentally prepared for. What was your mindset going into that game? Were you glad that you got to play another game?
I was glad to have one more game. It sucked. It was pretty difficult at first to, even want to play, but then, once we all kind of, accepted what happened, we were just excited to play together one last time and tried to end it off in a good win, but
Well, and because your conference rival and defending state champ Waukee Northwest was upset by Pleasant Valley in the quarterfinals, that gave you guys a chance to play a familiar foe. Unfortunately, the Wolves did score 2 runs in the 6th inning to break a 4-4 tie, and they went on to post a 6-4 win. Your team had swept the doubleheader at Northwest on June 26th, so I imagine that the Wolves probably came out for some motivation in that game, didn't they?
Yeah, they definitely did, and they definitely had another chip on their shoulder because they were the reigning champs, so...
Well, you had a pair of steals in that game, and that allowed you to finish the season with a team-high 39 steals. Now, I think you were thrown out only a few times this season, so you were pretty were you pretty confident just about every time that you tried to steal it, you were going to make it this year?
Yeah, I definitely like stealing bases. It's fun.
Well, Cassie Johnson hit her 14th home run of the season in that game, and that's one of the highest single-season totals in school history. Of course, you batted behind Cassie in the lineup most of the season, and I think there were at least a few times when the teams would intentionally walk her to pitch to you. Well, what would go through your mind when teams would do that?
We would always laugh about it. It was fun. It was definitely I almost always expected it. Obviously you're gonna walk Cassie. So I would just go up there and just have fun, try to make contact, which is what I'm gonna do every single time. I didn't really change my mindset. It was just made it sort of a joke.
Well, your crosstown rival, Yankee Centennial, went on to win its first state title in convincing fashion. And I don't know if you were surprised that the Jaguars won the championship. You probably didn't expect them to run rule those last 2 opponents, did you?
No, I did not expect them to run rule.
Well, you've obviously played with a lot of the Jaguars over the years. Were you happy for them that they won?
Yeah, I was happy for them.
Well, later that week, you got a chance to play in the senior all-star game at Johnston. What was that experience like? Was it a lot of fun?
It was a lot of fun, yeah. It was pretty a low-key, relaxed game. And it was very fun to play with Sydney Potter and Maddie Otsman, pitchers and a catcher that I've seen for a long time but never actually talked to and played with. So that was really cool.
Well, you probably got to meet some new friends too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned earlier that you were named to the academic All-State team, so you're obviously somebody who takes your academics very seriously. You're headed to Indian Hills Community College to play softball, and I can't remember if I asked you this before, but what are you going to study there?
I'm double majoring in biology and psychology.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, your former teammate, Ava Falk, is already on the Warriors roster, so you'll be reunited with her in the fall, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that. Has she had a lot of good things to say about the program down there?
Yeah, so we did just get a new head coach, but she has only good things to say, and I'm really excited to play with her again.
Well, Larissa, thanks a lot for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, we're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker and MidAmerica. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, and we certainly appreciate their support, so I wanted to give them a shout-out. All right, well, my final guest today was a senior outfielder for the Ankeny Centennial Squad, and she helped the Jaguars to a 36-5 record in their first state championship. She went 7-for-12 in the state tournament and was named the Class 5A All-Tournament team. For the season, she batted .466 with 7 home runs and 41 RBIs, while scoring a team-high 48 runs and tying for the team lead in doubles with 13. She was named the Class 5A All-State third team and was also selected to the CIML Conference first team. She's Mackenzie James. Mackenzie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on winning the state championship. You know, it's been a couple of weeks now. Has it sunk in yet that you're a state champion?
Oh, a little bit, but it's still kind of surreal.
Well, I know you guys had a celebration at the school after the title game, and Lauren Gustafson told me that some of you got together and continued to celebrate later that night. So were you part of that group that kept the party going?
Yep, we just all hung out as a team and just enjoyed the moment.
Well, I'm sure you dreamed of winning a state championship for a long time and, you know, had to feel great to end your career in that fashion. You know, did it feel as good as you thought it would?
Oh, yeah. We've worked so hard for this moment. And as seniors since the eighth grade have just been thinking that our senior year we're going to do it if we didn't the other years. And yeah, it just felt so good to win it in all.
Well, going into the tournament, I think you guys were considered, you know, a slight favorite to win the title because you were the number one ranked team. But because the top eight teams in the final rankings had qualified for state, you know, I think a lot of people felt like it was a pretty wide open tournament. You know, and that proved to be the case as both number two Ankeny and number three Waukee Northwest were upset in the quarterfinals. You guys advanced to the semifinals with a 7-1 win over Bettendorf. But were you surprised, you know, when two of your conference rivals got beat in the first round like that?
Yeah, I honestly was a little surprised, but I know any team that makes the state's going to be good, so there's going to be upsets.
Well, of course, you guys went on to win the crown in dominant fashion. You posted run rule victories over both Southeast Polk and Pleasant Valley in each of the last two games. And I know most of the girls that I talked to said that, you know, they never expected that to happen, but you told me that you weren't really surprised because you knew what this team was capable of all along, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and once we just get our bats rolling, like, it just seems like it doesn't stop. We just keep hitting, so that's really good.
Well, obviously, there were so many players who played key roles in each of these wins. You had multiple hits in each game. Cora Boyle had a big bunt that drove in two runs that kind of sealed that win over Bettendorf. Jordan Kennedy homered and doubled in each of the last two games, and she was named the captain of the all-tournament team. Maddie Ott made some big plays, you know, all week on defense, and she also had 5 hits and 6 RBIs, and she joined you and Lauren Gustafson on the all-tournament team as well. I mean, everybody up and down the lineup contributed at some point, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a really good lineup this year. There wasn't really, a break in the lineup. I feel like all of our hitters and defense could hit and field really good.
And that's not the case with every team, because I'm sure most of the teams that you played, you probably felt like there was at least maybe one or two batters in the lineup that you didn't have to worry about, right?
Yeah.
Well, then in the pitcher's circle, Gustafson just came up huge throughout the entire postseason, earning the victory in every game. Now, I thought Lauren Sandholm might get the start in some of the games since she led your team in innings pitched during the regular season, but Coach Delaney went with Gustafson, and she just really responded, allowing just one earned run in the state tournament. You know, what can you say about her performance?
Gustafson did really good, and I think Delaney just wanted a senior, you know, to finish her year pitching in that state championship game and the other state game. So, yeah, I'm really proud of Gus.
Well, I'm sure you had faith in all of your pitchers, you know, but were you surprised at how much of the pitching duties did fall to her, you know, throughout the postseason?
Yeah, I do have confidence in all the pitchers we had, but Gus just worked really hard in the offseason and in season, so I wasn't really surprised that it was handed to her a lot, but yeah.
Well, in that final game, you guys scored 6 runs in the first inning against Pleasant Valley, and that came after you had scored 8 runs in the fifth inning to close out the previous game against Southeast Polk. You know, it just seemed like that momentum really carried over from one day to the next, didn't it?
Yeah, we just were all really excited to be there. We really wanted it. So I think that's just what helped us win all those games, is just really wanting it.
Well, having that big lead against Pleasant Valley gave Coach Delaney an opportunity to get some other kids into the game. Sandholm came in to get the first 2 outs in the fifth inning, and then Jaden Stair came in to get the final out. You know, that was really just a perfect ending for the team, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and I'm really glad that Jaden got to pitch that last batter for the state championship, so that was good for him.
Well, your shortstop, Mariah Belzer, caught a line drive for the final out. So that was a pretty cool moment for her as well. And I know she told me that the girl that was a slap hitter, so she was kind of prepared for the ball to come her way. I'm sure that was an anxious moment for all of you. Were you kind of hoping maybe she'd hit it to you?
Well, she was a slapper, and some slappers just try to get it hard on the ground, you know, so I really didn't care who it went to. I just really wanted that last out to happen and us just celebrate.
Well, of course, last year you guys lost to Linmar Marion in a regional final, and I know that served as a huge motivating factor for the team in the offseason. And I know several different players, you know, attributed the team's success to all that work in the offseason. Do you think that loss was a blessing in disguise? Because, you know, do you think your team would have got to where you were this year without losing that game?
I think that really did motivate us. And during offseason, we just all worked our butts off and were like, we want to win this state title. So I think it really just motivated us.
Well, I know I asked you this question after the tournament, but I'll ask you again. With all the returning talent that this team will have, you know, with the young freshmen like Jordan and Maddie and with Lauren Sandholm just being an eighth grader, you know, this team will obviously have some high expectations for the next few years. Do you expect them to win, you know, some more championships?
Oh, yeah, I do, and I know they have it in them. I know we have a lot of good talent in our younger players as well, so I think it could happen again.
Well, you're headed to Simpson College in the fall. I see the Storm posted a 23-17 record last year. And I was looking at their roster, and it seems like they recruit a lot of players from small Iowa towns. Do you know very many of the players on the team? Have you had a chance to get to know some of them?
Yeah, I've went up there a couple times, so I've got to know a lot of the team and some of the other recruits coming in, so yeah.
Do you think you'll have a good chance to step in and contribute right away?
I hope so. I have confidence in myself, and I know I'm a hard worker, so I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Mackenzie, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. And congratulations again. And enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Alex Meeker from Coldwell Banker. And then we had softball players Larissa Miller from Ankeny and Mackenzie James from Ankeny Centennial. And I really appreciate the girls coming back in today. We had actually recorded a podcast a couple weeks ago when we previewed the state softball tournament. But unfortunately, we had some audio issues that day and we weren't able to post it. So I appreciate them coming back in today to try it again. And if you're listening to this podcast now, then obviously we didn't have any issues with that. So I do appreciate their time again today. So come back later this month for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I'm not sure how soon we'll be up with another podcast. Kind of depends on the fall schedule, but we should be back in the next week or two.